What are we just generally excited for that might not be a best movie, like, you know, Umar's favorite movies like Ant-Man, you know, so we'll discuss everything. You know, we're going to go through the whole list. But Zian, I'm going to start with you on this one. Let's make it easy to three, but I think we're all going to say basically the same run of movies, but I'm trying to make some kind of differences here. So try to keep it three lists, maybe. What are the three movies you're most looking forward to?
For three, it's tough, but I think number one would probably be Oppenheimer. Obviously, anytime Christopher Nolan is dropping a film, you know it's going to be something amazing and he's going to go all out, which also we're hearing from his all the stuff that's coming out about the things he's attempting for this movie. So I think it's going to be a very crazy film. And
why don't you tell, in case someone in chat doesn't know, what is he attempting for this movie?
I don't know if I could say it in risk of demonetization or not, but he's like building like a replica workable nuclear bomb for the purposes of the movie, you know? Clearly Christopher Nolan, like, that's his thing. He has to go all out in any movie he does. And so I think that would be number one for me.
He doesn't have to do that, you know?
It's just his thing. It's just his thing. He's crazy. He's a crazy guy. So, but obviously that it translates very well for his films. And they're obviously just top of the class every year when they come out. So I think this is just going to be another one of those amazing films. And that'll probably be my number one. Number two is difficult, but I guess I'd have to say Spider-Verse, just because the first Spider-Verse movie is honestly one of the greatest animated films of all time. And, probably my second favorite or third favorite Spider-Man film of all time. So I think just the hype surrounding the second one is going to be so huge, and hopefully it's going to be even better than the first. It has huge shoes to fill because the first one was obviously perfect. So
the fact that the PS1 Spider-Man is showing up should be enough for that movie to be up there.
That's true. but yeah, obviously with the cameos and everything that's involved in that movie, I think it's just going to go all out and go crazy. So number three is actually hard because, I don't know, there's a lot of films, but I guess Dune would be third for me. I think that the first one was obviously a very amazing film, and a lot of people's complaints were that, oh, it felt like it was just a lot of setup for the whole film. But I think now that finally a lot of the foundation and a lot of the world building is done, now they can just go crazy. And then with the addition of the cast that's coming with Florence Pugh, I think was one of them, and Austin Butler, they're going even more crazy with the cast. So I think it's just going to be even better than the first one. And I have very high hopes for it.
You know, Samir, I'm going to actually go to you second. I'm going to jump to your top three next. Do you agree with Zion? Disagree with Zion? What's your top three looking like?
I think my top three is basically the same as Zion's, but just different order. I guess I put Dune first because I was a big fan of the first one. And then I put Spider-Verse second and then Oppenheimer. Just because I don't really care for Oppenheimer, like the story, that much. I mean, it's Nolan, so it's going to be good. And that's what makes it good. But I'm not that intrigued by Oppenheimer, like a concept for a movie. Spider-Verse looks amazing, obviously, from the trailers. Can't wait to see Spectacular Spider-Man, obviously. So that's why I have it second. And then Dune was my favorite movie of, what, it come out, 2021?
Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
Omar, I'm going to go to you next before I close this off. Like, what is your...
Mine is the same as Samir. There's no point in
it. Don't you say it. No, I want you to say it. We got to fill some airtime here.
Well...
We wrote, like, I'm not saying it's Samir, but let's go obloviate a little bit.
All right, so Dune number one, Across the Spider-Verse number two, and Oppenheimer number three. Now, the thing is that Dune, I fell asleep in the first one, so... And I fell asleep multiple times. Like, I watched it multiple times and fell asleep multiple times. And I always fell asleep at the moment where they're going through, they're going through, like, they're traveling or whatever. I forgot what the hell it's called. They're in that little pod. They're going, they're going through it. I was also going through it in my sleep. But once I woke up and, kind of understood what's going on, I was very interested in it. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm talking, I'm going to change my thing. I'm going to Across the Spider-Verse number one, then Dune part two, and then Oppenheimer. Now, I don't really – it's whatever. Like, I'm not really excited for the thing.
You didn't mention The Flash? I thought The Flash would be in there.
No, I hate The Flash.
Oh, what about What else coming out this year for DC?
Aquaman. There's Barbie. There's Killers of the Flower Moon. There's Mission Impossible.
John Wick 4.
John Wick 4, yeah.
I thought you for sure would have said Ant-Man. No Guardians of the Galaxy 3. No Aquaman 2. No
you know what? I'll go out on a limb here and say that Ant-Man's actually going to be good. It'll be a 3 out of 5 movie, which is really good for MCU.
I guess that's not the worst thing in the world. For me, my top three, it's gonna look similar. My top three looks similar to you guys, but my most anticipated is Dune Part 2. Like Samir, I think Dune is one of those movies. I think Dune is one of those movies that you know, it's like Avatar in the sense, to go back into like last week's debate a little bit, where it's like these movies that are blockbusters, you know, you see high spectacle, high budget, but it's done with level of care in terms of writing, in terms of story, where you feel like you're watching something that's like, you know, really immersive. And really, like when you're watching a movie, one of the things I want to go in for is I want to feel immersed by the world I'm watching, and I want to feel lost in that movie, because if you're
like
too aware,
like Avatar.
Like Avatar, but if you're too aware that you're watching an SNL skit, like, again, where we can bring up Thor, Love, and Thunder, we can bring up Black Adam, we can bring up these movies where you feel like you're very aware that you're watching, like, pretty much a cartoon, but not in the disrespectful cartoon, like, more like in, like, a bad cartoon, you know? In this case, I was going to say Spider-Verse is my second, because that is an animated movie, but, again, the level of care that's put into Spider-Verse, you see it. And that's not just from a writing standpoint, but technically what they're doing with the animation is so unique that you have to give it incredible props. Though I will say the animated game has been stepping up in general. So Pinocchio last year was, you know, one of the best movies. Actually, even the Puss in Boots movie, the Shrek spinoff, I saw some clips on social media. That looks fire. Like the Attack on Titan, like, homage they did. I was like, what are they doing? I'm like, this is kind of lit. So I haven't seen it, though, so I can't give my full, like, recommendation either way. But all I'm saying is that the animation game is stepping up. And I think, Zian, you made this point about Pinocchio 2 weeks ago, where you said that, like, as long as not every single movie is, like, Disney-fied and, like, Pixar, like, the Pixar style of making movie making, which every single movie looked like for a good 10 years, finally we're getting to the point where people are making different type of movies and different type of animated series on the Western side. So that's all good. And my third is also Oppenheimer. It's more like, I agree with Samir also in the sense where I'm not like incredibly interested in the man like Oppenheimer or his story or the nuclear bomb. Like, I get it's another war movie that Nolan's been kind of dabbling into, because even Tenet in a sense could be considered a war movie. The reason I'm putting him at there is I don't bet against the man. So it's like Nolan never fails, in my opinion, in terms of just give a great movie. So why am I going to bet against him this year? Even if I'm not really interested in the source material, I think he's going to pull out some of the stops. So I'll put it third place, but just because we don't have a top three, I'm sure there are honorable mentions. So if there's a movie that wasn't in your top three, Zian, what would you give?
Number four would probably be Mission Impossible. I think because it's the final two of the series, they're definitely going to go all out. I feel like it's going to be like the, I hate comparing MCU, but it's going to be like the Infinity War to Endgame, where Infinity War, they just went crazy and it ended in a very crazy way. And so we regard as the best MCU movie of all time, better than Endgame. So I think Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, whatever, part one, will just go all out as well and just leave it on an amazing cliffhanger that will make the last part even more crazy. So I think that'll be number four for me. Should I say number five too, or just...
I mean, we'll kind of go around the room and just keep giving, like, more instead of... I haven't done my own ranking of it. I was just thinking more, like, just holistically, like, what movies I'm interested in or not. But I will go to the comments next and see what the folks are saying. So I'll start with Alec first. He's saying Dune is number one for him. They're all going to be good. There's a lot of good stuff coming this year. I was thinking that 2023's slate looked better than 2022. So I do think we're heading into a better year of movies, though 2022 was a good year as well. So we got Suhail jumping in saying that Barbie's definitely part of the top three. I mean, come on. I mean, so this is funny because I was leaving Barbie for the discussion. I'll even bring it up now because Samir, I mean, you said that's going to be some fun. So.
I mean, that same day as Oppenheimer, and I'm not going to be at Oppenheimer. So.
See, there you go. So of the two movies, I mean, people are saying that Barbie, like, not even in, like, now I'm like, I've been playing it seriously. Barbie could be good. Like, it could be a really good movie based on what they're trying to pull off. Again, for the Umers of the world, The Barbie movie is not going to be necessarily a movie about the doll, but they're doing kind of like a deconstructionist, like.
Oh wow! Yeah, deconstructive. She's gonna start killing people, and then someone's gonna say her mom's name. She's like, "Oh God!"
They're doing the
BBS. She's gonna do it again in the next scene.
They're doing the BBS of Barbie movies, basically. Yeah. And,
this guy loves BBS, bro. I'm telling you.
Margot Robbie's playing Barbie, and then who's playing Ken? Ryan Gosling. So they're trying.
It's
a good cast, and the fact that it's coming at the same day as Oppenheimer is so funny because one movie's like black and white, and the other movie's like all these colors and vibrancy, and they're going to be fighting in the box office. Though I do wonder if one of them is going to move. Like, this could be a bit of a chess match between the studio, because remember, a Barbie is a Warner Brothers movie. Oppenheimer is a Universal Studios movie. Warner Brothers is a little angry that Nolan left the studio. So they might be placing one of their movies against it to kind of show him that, yo, we're good without you. But Nolan,
it's funny because Nolan ended up being right and Warner Bros. Was wrong. So wrong on the streaming angle.
On the streaming angle, yeah. Like that whole.
If they just listened to Nolan, Nolan would be like, he would have stayed. And now he was right after all. It's all about being in theaters, all about cinema. Like, streaming is dead for movies, kind of.
And I think everyone, we discussed it ourselves during the pandemic, how many times that is the streaming going to take over theatrical. We were discussing it. And now we have our answer definitively when you have like Avatar making $2 billion again, when you have Top Gun making $1.5 billion. The theater industry is back now, despite the pandemic still lingering. So Nolan was right in the end of the day against him and Warner Brothers. Though the consequence was he's at Universal now, which honestly is not a bad place to be. Like, I would love to see even like Zack Snyder go to Universal in the end, like after Netflix, because like it's like seems like the right studio to be at. Also, it's the GOAT theme park, but that's beyond the point. So then I'll go to my little brother. Sammy, he's saying that his most anticipated movie is Across the Spider-Verse. So I definitely agree. It's in all of our lists as anticipated movies. I think it's going to be very, very good. So Samir, we discussed like what's in our top three, but is there any movie, we discussed Barbie too, is there any movie that wasn't in your top three that you would want, are you very interested in seeing, or potentially could be a dark horse for best movie of the year?
There are a lot of good ones, but for my fourth, I'd probably also say Mission Impossible, just because I'm more invested in the franchise. If not that, then it would probably be John Wick 4, which looked great, but it's probably Mission Impossible. That little clip they showed or whatever before Avatar made me want to see it even more.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. That clip before Avatar, I was like, okay, you know, Tom Cruise is a crazy guy, but we'll go for it. Umar, I mean, we've discussed Oppenheimer, we've discussed Spider-Verse, we've discussed Dune, but is there a fourth movie that wasn't on the list? This is your time to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So,
you know, The Flash is obviously going to be real good, you know, especially when they show off that new Superman from that Wolf Gang or whatever stupid, whoever the new Superman is.
There's no new Superman right now, but yeah, that movie, I heard they're going to be literally bringing Christopher Reeve scenes back for that movie from the old movies, but no Henry Cavill. So, The Flash is doing its thing, you know, for good or ill, but. Let's be honest, it's not in your top four. Is it in your top four? Maybe it is. Maybe you're just interested in seeing what happens.
No, it's not.
Maybe you're going for the chaos.
Yeah, I'll go for the chaos.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they do. Not really, though. But I want to know what's going on. Yeah. How they're going to end off the previous stuff.
Well, in many ways, it could be considered the final DCU movie, whether we like it or not. Though I think Aquaman is still coming out after. But in many ways... it'll be the final movie of this.
This is end it all, bro.
Well, clearly they are, and they're going in flames. Fatma's jumping.
Look how happy, dude! I've never seen Samir this happy. Look at that smile, bro.
He's so excited. He's like, "Thank God."
He's so happy, bro.
Bro's all in for the reboot, isn't he?
Yeah. What is blood?
I just want to see other people not happy.
Meaning the three of us would have thought.
Yeah, this guy's like the Joker, bro.
I'm going to go to Fatma's list. She's saying Dune Part 2 is her number one, just like me. Her number two is Oppenheimer and three is Spider-Verse and a few others she's interested in. So her top three is the rest of our top threes, I think. I forgot if Umar had a different in his last pick, but all of us had the same top threes. So you're right in it. My fourth. So my fourth, I was going to say Mission Impossible also, but... don't be that guy, and I'll bring up Killers of the Flower Moon, which is Martin Scorsese's picture. his next movie coming out this year. Apparently, it has like a ballooned crazy budget, Like he's never, he's one, it's one of the few times he's gotten like a gigantic, ginormous budget to like do a movie. Who's in the movie again? Somebody. But his longtime partner, Robert De Niro, is going to be in the movie, including some others. It's actually about like a drug trafficking, like a cop movie, I think, or detective movie. And Jesse Plemons is playing like the main detective for the FBI. And it's going to be about like the cartels and stuff. So it could be interesting. I mean, it's Martin Scorsese again. I don't know what you guys thought about The Irishman. I thought it was great when I watched it. It's kind of declined a bit in quality in my head.
It's like 4 hours long.
It is 4 hours long, just like your other favorite movie, Zack Snyder's Justice League. But it is 4 hours long. It's like that's three true. And a half hours long. But and then and the other one is, you know, depending on how you put Indiana Jones, it is like the last movie with Harrison Ford. Why? You're saying no, like James Mangold isn't a great
guy. Okay, think about the other last Indiana Jones movie, like The Crystal Skull or whatever. It was horrible.
It was a bad movie. But this is the treating it. Remember, if the same director who made Logan is trying to do a final movie for Harrison Ford, you would think it's done with the same care because he did Logan so well.
Let's hope. But the thing is that Indiana Jones, he has to give a good ending. Logan was just even better because it's a tragedy, you know? But Indiana Jones, you have to give him a good ending. You can't kill him, you know?
Not necessarily, but...
Remember when he held his heart in his hand? Oh.
See, that's good. Like, that's why Logan is just different.
Yeah? And then, they're not doing that with Indiana Jones, bro. It's not going to be that deep.
I don't think so. And then Samir mentioned John Wick 4, which honestly, I got to be honest, the reason I didn't put it in the list, it did not look that great to me on the first trailer. I take it back. It does look good. But it looks like more of the same. And I kind of want to see where they go next with the franchise. I think 3, the third one, was really good. I like 3 more than 2. So I thought 3 was like a really good point where they left it off of. I know where they're going with it now, where he's like all alone now and he has to kind of like do it without the agency or whatever. But if that's what...
It's always the same movie.
That's what I'm saying. It's always kind of the same movie. But this time, you know, like every movie they have some big flagship action scene they show in the trailers. Like last one's like him on the horse. And the other one's him on something else. This time, all the action kind of seemed like the same. Is he fighting like the Yakuza or something, this one? Like, it's a little bit of the same. Maybe with sword fighting. Is that new for the John Wick? I don't know. But I want to see them do different things if they're going to keep going on with the franchise. So that's why it wasn't in my top.
The dark horse movie, though, for me for this year is Wonka. That could break in the top 5. Honestly. It's slated for December 15th, so it's still 2023. I don't know if it's going to be or not, but... It might be Dark Horse, only because Timothy Chalamet could go crazy with it.
Yeah, so there is a Wonka movie coming out. Samir, you said
like Willy Wonka? Right? Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, so it's like, is it a prequel or is it just literally a retelling? Who knows?
Like, I think it's like an origin
sick. Prequel. What the hell?
Yeah. I actually have a photo of it. I can just...
I'm making that my number one.
This guy loves Willy Wonka. So I'll let me put the Wonka, see how people, how he looks like. So it's Timothy Chalamet as Wonka. I think it's a young Wonka movie. It's like him rising up to become the chocolatier that we all know he is. But so yeah, that could be pretty good.
Wants to be a deconstructed story.
And Alice also like, wait, I had no idea. So yeah, that came out this year, right? Did they say that? I don't remember. There's been no.
It's slated for December 15th right now, but it could be delayed.
That's one, bro. All
right, so he's going with his number one. Samir, is your top 3 too now? What do you think?
It could be. I don't know.
But what's gonna fall off? Oppenheimer?
Everyone knows he's not excited. Like, you could see from Samir's face, he's not excited for the Oppenheimer thing. He's just saying it because you guys are saying it. Willy Wonka to be his third.
You know it's going to be good. You have to say
bro, it. Bro, half the movie's in black and white, half the movie's in color.
He made a real bomb for it. Like the meme, bro.
They had to make a real nuclear bomb for it, and you're saying that you're not giving him props? Can't be your top 3?
We're all forgetting the elephant in the room, which is Super Mario, the animated movie, which looks so good.
It does. Talk
about it because Zion hates it.
Let me respond.
It actually does look good.
I said the animation looks so good.
And the music and the sound design.
But the movie just boring. Like, I don't care for a Super Mario story. You know,
I do.
Who plays the games for the story? So why do you care to watch the story? You
know? Also, Chris Pratt's the wrong guy. The
animation looks absolutely amazing. The animation's like crazy.
I'm the saying movie itself, really good. Story, Illumination, so they know how I'm to do movies. Listen, Illumination, they know how to do movies. I don't know.
You're a big fan of the Minions.
No, I'm not a big fan of the Minions, but the Minions are obviously like a big
just the Minions. It's gonna have the same type of jokes and geared towards a very younger audience.
I'll be honest, it doesn't. It looks like it's very like faithful to like.
Faithful to what? What story is there? What game is
it? It looks faithful to the games.
It does.
One of the last trailers, it wasn't a trailer, it was actually a clip of the show, of the movie. And this, the intricate sound design, I'm telling you, it looks so good. Like, every little thing we're doing looks straight out of the games. Like, little sounds. This movie looks good.
Looks really fun
to watch. Okay, yeah, it looks good. It
may not be top 10.
It doesn't look good.
It might not be top 10, but I guarantee if we're sitting here.
Zane just said 2 seconds ago, it looked amazing.
I said the visuals look amazing, but story-wise, it is not.
That's how I feel about Oppenheimer.
Bro, just equated Oppenheimer to Mario, which is actually not a bad comparison in hindsight.
Amir loves Oppenheimer movies, bro.
No, I'm saying it's not like the general point he's making is if he cares about visuals and not story, that's basically
Oppenheimer. That sounds just like Avatar and MCU. Visuals, not story.
That is
exactly
Avatar.
Okay, so whatever. Mario could be good.
Avatar was top 5 last year, so...
No one's gonna beat that argument, but Zane's too smart with that argument, bro.
I'm not gonna get that argument. We went like 1 hour last time on it. Alex said he can't get behind as Mario. I don't think it's the best casting. They made him kind of like a New York plumber. Like, he has a New York accent, which is like different than what we know Mario to be. But it kind of is what it is. Maybe he'll. I mean, based on the trailer, from my understanding, Mario is gonna be like a real life plumber who gets like brought into the universe. Something like that. Am I reading
that'd
that
be the worst thing ever.
Okay, that'd be the worst thing ever.
So they're not true to the game. So you're wrong. You lied.
Huh?
You're like, oh, they're true
to the game. There is no true origin. Unless I'm mistaken, there's no true origin to Mario of how he got in the world. Who said he was born there? Maybe he just got taken there. And now he's going to live there forever.
Search it up. Nah, someone search it up right now. What's the true origin of Mario?
It starts with him and Peach already together. Then she gets kidnapped and he has to save her. Hello? So he's already part of the world.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That is true.
Said Mario's a landlord or something. I don't know. I can't really
tell. That's so bad. That's so bad.
He's an off then. I'm not on his side.
Yeah, right? You're making him a villain, you know?
I don't know, man. He's something. He's a plumber for sure. That's his whole job.
But we know that.
All right. So Alec got a question for us while we kind of like keep moving through. He's saying, very simple. We probably will cover this again, maybe like in a deeper video, but very quick, because we'll save it for another video like that one. But what would be the best and worst superhero movie this year? I don't have the list off the top of my head. I'm sorry. But my best I can give very easy. It's going to be Spider-Verse. In terms of what's going to be the worst, I have to say it's Ant-Man only because the director's Peyton Reed, right? He hasn't shown anything to me in the first two movies that made me think he's...
Nah, but his complaint, his public complaint to Marvel that came out was that he told him that he doesn't want to be just another... like a comic relief or like a levity movie in between other Marvel movies. He wants to actually have importance. So then this could be different. Yeah.
But the trailer said nothing to make me think otherwise.
That's true.
A very messy CGI movie. So I would think Ant-Man's the worst, though you never know that. I think The Flash and Shazam, I think, could end up being the worst depending what they do.
Shazam is easily going to be the worst.
The reason Aquaman isn't going to be the worst, at least I think James Wan can put together a decent movie. So I think it's going to be decent. Like, we might come out of Aquaman 2 saying that, okay, like, it was serviceable. Where
I don't think it's coming out. Flash,
you think Aquaman's going to get, like...
I think they're just going to destroy it. Like,
if they were going to do it, they would have already done it. Too big on that for them to just can it.
You know? Yeah, if they were going to do it, they would have already done it. Batgirl had a $70 million budget to eat it, but you can't eat a $300 million Aquaman movie. It's going to... They've just released it and just hope for the best. And it will make more than $300 million. It made the first movie a billion. So they have more confidence in it making some kind of
money. It'll make a solid six.
Six is double Black Adam. 668. That's double Black Adam, so they'll do it. They don't mind, you know?
Well, then the red. But a lot of people are just not going to go watch it because Flash will already be ready.
Maybe. I think the worst is going to be Ant-Man. Guardians 3, it depends how you see James Gunn's humor. If he's going to go really... I think Guardians will be middle of the pack. If he goes really heartfelt, it could be like middle-ish, you know, like high middle, you know. But otherwise, I'm expecting it's going to be mid-tier no matter what. But that's my general. Zion, what about you?
Best worst? Best, obvious Spider-Verse. But the worst is not Ant-Man. The worst is Shazam. And that's so clear. Like, literally, even the Ant-Man trailers, as bad as they look, at least I'm more interested in the story than if Shazam. Shazam,
I'll be honest, that's not true.
Every level.
Ant-Man looks genuinely worse.
No, Shazam looks so bad and boring.
No.
Like, they have to really convince Shazam me. At least... Boring. Jonathan Majors as Kang, like, that is one piece that's okay, something to look forward to, something's exciting.
But then you just watch
Shazam has nothing that is exciting to me, you know.
Who
is Shazam?
Shazam could be more of a movie than Ant-Man. Ant-Man looks
I don't think so.
Shazam's bad, right?
All right, so it's not good. right, so keep moving around the room. So, Samir, what about you?
Isn't The Marvels coming out?
That's coming out this year? Let me search this. The Marvels.
Pretty sure it is, but...
Oh, yeah, it is coming this year, but it's definitely going
to
get delayed.
I haven't seen anything of it. Not excited. Don't need to see anything. But if not that, it would probably be Shazam, yeah. I think Ant-Man, for the same reason, I just want to see Jonathan Majors as Kang, even though that's not even going to be his best role this year. Obviously, Creed 3 is coming out, and that looks pretty good. It's better than the second one.
We didn't mention Creed 3. That's a good point. That's up there. That could be top 10.
Most of the Kung Fu movies this year look pretty bad. There's not a lot to look forward
it
to.
I agree. Outside of Spider-Verse, it will probably be a bad year for superhero movies. And then we'll see in 2025.
The Flash could be okay.
I think The Flash could be
watchable.
It could be watchable.
Because since it's the end, I kind of just want them to do everything and anything, you know?
I want them both because it's confirmed that they removed Henry Cavill's all his cameos out of the movie, and they removed all of Gal Gadot's cameos out of the movie. So they couldn't even do the basic of, okay, it's the last movie. Let's see all the characters back in one finals movie, like one last goodbye to all the characters.
Then those scenes were not about a goodbye, though. They were setting
They don't want to remind you.
Yeah, they don't want to remind you of any other Superman or any other Wonder Woman when they're clearly rebooting, you know? So I think that's like...
Also, if James Gunn makes, like, you know, a nice, heartfelt Superman movie, I'm telling you right now, Grass is going to say it's the best Superman movie ever.
I will not say it's the best, but I... Listen, I'm actually... We all joke around like old cultists. I'm actually very open to a good major Superman movie. Go on the stream. My stream comments, they're consistent. When we thought the Henry Cavill news was dead, remember for like a good year and a half, it was like he's not coming back. We were all four of us were saying that just reboot now because we can't have no Superman on screen. Let's just get anyone on screen. But then what makes this feel worse is that they brought him back. They said Man of Steel 2 is coming out, and then they pulled it away. That was annoying. But remember, we were pretty like content with a reboot coming. Now, James Gunn writing a Superman movie does feel like it's a stab in the heart for me. It's like, anyone else would have been my choice. Anyone?
Yes, it's going to be Bryan Singer's Superman Returns 2.0.
I hope not. But
it is. He's going to be wearing the underwear, bro.
Whether he does that or not,
it's going to be the worst.
I probably think he will. I do agree he probably will. But I'm just talking from a writing perspective. Like you said, heartfelt Superman movie. The movie is going to be heartfelt for sure. It just depends what they do with it. Again, we're moving towards that next Superman movie, which is also not the topic. But who did I not ask? Umar, yeah, you said, what's your best superhero movie? What's the worst next year?
Okay, I just want to say Ant-Man's not going to be the worst because for a simple reason, because they're not doing the same thing they did before. They're going to have, in this one, it's probably going to like lead up to something or have like an actual
Alec is saying
impact.
Which actually is kind of a good point. It looks Spy Kids.
Spy Kids was good, bro.
You know what? It was kind of good, the first movie, I'll be honest.
Wasn't there like three Spy Kids movies?
Yeah, man, but they got subsequently worse. They got poisoned towards the end.
Well, yeah, I guess.
And so
the best one is...
He's saying any MCU movie since Endgame has been so bad, there's no expectations for anything good to come out from them. Has there been anything good since Endgame? No, we had No Way Home. But he didn't like No Way Home. He's a contrarian on that one.
We had Wakanda Forever.
And Wakanda Forever is all right, yeah. Swell, did you see Wakanda Forever? I don't remember if you saw it or not. I don't think we discussed it. I know the rest of it's pretty mid. Like, I remember we were talking about when Phase 4 just started, we were like, oh, Phase 4 is starting out well. Now that Phase 4 is over and I look back at it, Phase 4 is pretty bad. Like they ended on a bad note. Like, it's been, like, really teetery, Phase 4. It's like, you got two good movies only. That's it. Spider-Verse and a Spider-Verse. Spider-Man.
That's because they're built universe until Endgame was really good.
Yeah, but now they're kind of
they're just like
this is kind of like a brand new Phase
1. Also because the millions of like very mid-tier shows, there's too much oversaturation of Marvel content. Like now the Marvel fatigue is so strong. I'm sick of Marvel content.
Yeah, because
you don't watch any more Disney Plus Marvel shows unless maybe Daredevil.
WandaVision, Falcon Winter Soldier, Loki, Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk.
Hawkeye.
Too many shows came out in Phase 4. We didn't need that much.
Also, what they did with Daredevil was criminal, bro.
You thought I didn't even watch it. I wasn't wasting my time.
It was criminal. That's how bad it was.
I don't want to waste my time with it.
Also, the best is obviously going to be Spider-Verse. It's not a joke.
It's kind of clear. Yeah, Spider-Verse, like nothing's even in the same world, unfortunately.
I'll see Dark Horse, The Flash.
So suddenly saying Flash would be good.
Here's why I see Dark Horse, The Flash, okay? Because if it's still the same movie that they said it was going to be, and they're just cutting out some of the stuff from the end, mm-hmm. then nothing changed. It might just be a mess. But it might be a mess that works.
Look, listen, it's your last time seeing those characters. So it's like you're going to see Ezra Miller one last time. You're going to see You're going to see Ben Affleck one more time. Like
You get them one more time
in costume, and you end the universe on whatever note. You know?
It's me, your favorite Batman's going away, bro. It's over.
I don't want to see two Ezra Millers in this, on the screen.
There's actually three.
it'll be like that CW Flash plot. You know,
there's actually three in the movie, not two.
Was that poster thing that was going on real, where it was like a big neck thing? Is that real?
I think that was real.
That looks so bad. But there was the Batman.
The big neck one is real. It's like a T-shirt poster. It's not a real poster. It's like something that's on.
It looks so garbage. I was like, "What is this?"
No, well, remember the second Flash. Well, I don't know why I'm not gonna spoil this movie, but but the point is that there's.
What do you mean spoil this movie? The movie's not coming for another year. And
I know, but
it's whatever.
Don't spoil for the audience.
There's leaks I'm aware of that I don't want to spoil the audience, but I'm just saying there's things that are out there about the
movie. Tell us after
word for word. Yeah. And then a few more quick comments before we kind of like wrap. But Zach Zilla says the favorite movie is Super Mario Brothers because animation. And then Alex says, I agree with Umar, Flash could come out of nowhere. It could. Like, I'm not saying it can't. Like, Andy Muschietti could bring out the heat, but it's just, I don't know. I kind of agree with Umar, or maybe Umar didn't make the point. Maybe Samir made it, whoever made it, or maybe I'm making it myself. The point that because the universe is already ending, it's not doing anything. Where before we were angry that it was doing the act, which was making Malky in the new Batman. Now it's not doing anything. There is no purpose to the movie other than just being a movie. So in that sense, it could be watchable. We were saying in the context of what the DCEU was doing, the Flash was going to really dismantle everything because it was trying to like put a lot of characters in the bin, you know? But now everyone's going in the bin, so it's kind of like we're all on even ground, you know?
In fact, Michael Keaton's confirmed to go to the bin, this one is the greatest movie ever.
Listen, the cancel
right. Batman. I didn't think of that. Now that that very garbage plan is done, like now I'm very excited for the movie.
Well, he's the beginning and end of Michael Keaton's the movie. Listen, but Samir's gonna say this. I think Samir's gonna make my point. What's your point you're gonna make?
That is the plot of the movie.
It's still the plot. That means
they shot differently.
The DCU is still gonna end with Michael Keaton being the new Batman. But it's gonna just be like we're just gonna know that's how it ends. You know, like that's the end of it.
In my own head canon, I won't even consider that real.
You will consider the final scene of the movie.
Since it won't lead to any more Michael Keaton Batman, I'm perfectly fine with it. Like let him do whatever they want.
Cancel. We were all talking about, if you have Michael Keaton, at least make a Batman Beyond movie. They cancel an actual Batman Beyond movie with Terry McGinnis and everything. They're like, the first thing James Gunn did, he canceled three movies. He came in, he said, Man of Steel 2, gone. Wonder Woman 3, gone. Terry McGinnis Batman Beyond movie, gone. So that's three movies.
Yeah, two of those movies are going to be really bad. So it's fine. Kind of made the right choice. I think I'm going to get on this boat now because it is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, you have Matt Reeves Batman. You have somewhat of a start. Though I don't think that's part of it.
Who knows? If they pull off some 10-year plan like Marvel did, we don't even remember Zack Snyder. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is this guy saying, bro?
It'll be over.
No, that's not true.
Bad movie. We'll always remember that. Oh, if only we got to see the ending, you know?
No,
we never saw the ending. Watch the Project Justice League, whatever, that was the ending.
Let me tell you, this is actually a topic for another stream, but let me tell you the whole point of this thing, the DCU, the new one. The new DC universe, at its best, it will be just better than whatever DC's been putting out lately, which is not bad. But I don't think it's going to hit the highs of anything Nolan or Snyder did. It's just going to be better than anything we've been getting recently. That means the James Gunn universe, I think it will be better than the Black Adam quality, Shazam quality, Wonder Woman 84 quality, Birds of Prey quality. I think we're going to get a better quality than that. But it's just never going to be super cinematic either. We're just going to be in the middle zone, you know, outside of what Matt Reeves is doing. And I don't know if you can't even count Joaquin Phoenix Joker to be his part of his universe. That's a whole different thing, too.
According to Gammy, it was never cinematic.
Wait a minute. Joker 2. Is that coming out this year? When is Joker 2 coming out?
I don't think it is.
It's 2024, yeah. I was going to say, if Joker 2 is coming out this year, we could have put that on their list, but it's not. Yeah.
I feel like that movie's going to be bad.
It could be, but at least they're trying something. I think it'll be good, but they're trying something.
I don't think so, because like if Joaquin has faith in it, then it'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have come back if it wasn't something good. So that's what I'm betting my bet on.
He said he would never do a sequel. Like he's against sequels. So I think to make him come for this movie, first you need a gigantic check with millions of zeros on it. And then you needed
what he deserves.
then you needed a script that he would be like, okay, you know? He said okay to the script, so I guess it could be good. Then again, it's a musical. Maybe he wants to sing.
What about
okay, you know Beetle? What else is a musical? Lion Beetle. The best anime movie of all time. Okay, I said it could be good, but the musical aspect from what everyone is saying is Harley Quinn's mind doing the musical, because she's crazy enough where everything around her is a musical. So she's seeing things a certain way. And I think Joaquin will be seeing things from his very dark and, you know, dancing in like the bathroom, you know, version that he does in the first movie. Like, he sees things from a dark perspective, and Harley Quinn sees everything from a very like crazy perspective. I don't know if they're even doing Harley Quinn or they're just doing Dr. Quinzel. Like, I think they're going to be doing the flatter. Like, she'll just be the doctor that takes care of Joaquin Phoenix, but.
Isn't there like leaked, like, photos or something of her in the
no, I think that was Photoshop. And I don't think anything leaked formally, you know.
I still don't like Lady
Gaga. It looked real. It looked like she's wearing that stuff.
Maybe she's put like a TikTok or something. But you say you don't like Lady Gaga as Harley Quinn.
Not really.
No.
Who would you prefer? Rooney Mara? Like, let them reunite on camera?
No.
Who? Because you would have been so good. You
would have been. Samira was in love with
her. But I don't really care for Lady Gaga is Harley.
I think that makes sense to some degree.
I mean, was she good in A Star Is Born? I didn't even watch it.
I think she was okay. Didn't she win like something? No, she didn't win. She was nominated. Look, let's be honest. That cast her because she can sing. It's a musical, and she can kind of do the New Jersey accent that Harley Quinn needs. You know, like, you can pull up a New Jersey accent, and she could sing. There you go. What's so funny, Dan? Let's share it with
the class. Yeah, share it with the class.
We didn't talk about Blue Beetle, bro. Coming out, a superhero
movie. Is that coming this year?
Yeah, it is. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's going to be middle of the pack.
I don't know how this guy on the straight face said that Adam was going to be worse than Shazam.
You know, I'm telling you, it will be.
Shazam is up there. It could be one of the worst superheroes of all time.
How do you know? It never happened yet.
The trailer looks so
You know why? It's because Zachary Levi, he's like...
Yeah, and also he's a bad dude. He looks like he got worse in acting since the last...
He genuinely, I think, is a bad actor. To be honest. I'm sorry. But
also, his whole thing on, I don't know, was it on Instagram or whatever? It was so stupid.
I didn't do it.
I saw it. You didn't see it? The whole thing about the DC.
The one who's like, I'm safe from the reboot or something? Like,
no, right? No, it's the one where he's safe. Dude, he said a bunch of nothing. He's like, oh, I'm going to address this DC thing. And then he said nothing. Like, he just said a bunch of words. Like,
he doesn't know what's happening. And, you know, spoiler alert, he's not coming back. So. Not bringing him back, bro. I don't know. He's like, James Gunn will be like, yes, you, Zachary Levi, you're safe. Like, bro, you're not. I'm sorry.
The sad thing is, he should have been the first to be let go.
they can't let him go because it's an active movie. So WB's very smart. So you saw James Gunn's tweet. He's like, oh, I don't know what's out there about Ezra Miller. Like, bro, of course you know. You still want to say it because you don't want to tank the movie. So we asked him, like, oh, can you dispel the rumor? Like, the rumor was that there's no Wonder Woman in James Gunn's plan. And the second rumor was that Ezra Miller might stay actually as Flash. And he said for Wonder Woman, it's not true. There will be a Wonder Woman in the plans. It just won't be Gal Gadot, but he's not saying it, but we all know it. And then he'll be a new actress, you know? Which honestly is not the worst thing in the world either. They could get a better actress for Wonder Woman. So, and then the second one is Ezra Miller. Is he coming back or not? And he said, oh, I don't know what's out there, which is code word for those in the business who are like, oh, there is something like happening with Flash, but it's just not going to be him. They're just going to do something new, you know?
King Grant Gustin, bro. They're going to use that dumb idiot.
Speaking of Grant Gustin, The Flash is ending this year. I don't know who's going to watch it. Maybe
what's so you're saying the Flash season finale will be better than the Flash movie? That's what you're saying right now.
What? Didn't they say Stephen Amell's coming back in Arrow for the
final?
What if it is? What if it just happens to
it's
be
not,
better?
Like it's the, not.
To me, you love CW, bro.
They won't even go do good on the promise of like when Ezra Miller showed up in the Flash show and he's like, We're all working. Why is Zay laughing, bro?
That one clip from Arrow that like went viral, or whatever, where like, the explosion happened, all running, and like Felicity like, tripped over or something like that. I'm telling you, how do people watch that series? How are people waiting week to week for that show?
We have appointment television, bro, for 5 year olds. But
Listen, at DC Fandom, they went all in on the boots, and then they released a poster with the finale. And
it's just boots. Boots. That's all they can sell now. They can only sell boots. So, the game is finished, bro. The whole marketing goes that he has his gold boots. Wait, there's a funny comment I gotta bring up in the chat. Wait, what are you guys laughing at? How can it be that bad? Bro, it's just a CW show.
But how is this? They didn't fucking know anything about the story. It was just that he's getting his boots.
Bro,
who did I think cares about?
Why I'm not the only one on screen? What the hell? Umar, come back. Give me some support.
Shiraz, I don't think you understand the joke. You understand the marketing was only the boots?
I understand. Listen,
it's so stupid.
The poster's boots.
We're talking about Walter Hamada DC, bro.
They didn't. The fashion nightmare is just the boots. What kind of stupid marketing is that?
I pulled up the marketing chat. The chat for the final season of Flash. It's all that. You know, I take it back. The Ezra Miller Flash was pretty good compared to it. This can't be this. It could be better than this, bro.
Also, why are the boots so bad? Like, the boots aren't even good, bro.
How's he running in those boots, bro? How's he running in those?
He has the boots now, bro. Can I say? All right, so we have a comment from this guy named Jasper. That Spider-Verse because Spider-Man is good and Dune is you know, and yes, I'm the same No Way Home guy from the New Year's stream. So the guy who's the only one guy who agreed with Zion's take on Avatar is back to say that Dune is garbage.
I appreciate the support.
Dune is garbage, and Spider-Man will be good because Spider-Man.
What about Arrakis?
Bro, the fans started conspiring when the boots like it had some importance. I'm telling you, no, it doesn't. Uzi makes a good point. Some of the WB cultists, bro, they hype up anything. It's like consume product and get ready for the next product meme. Like they're like, yes, the boots are, like five retweets of boots are back.
They're just the CW cultists.
No, I'm telling you, some of the general cultists do the same thing with like anything James Gunn says, like gospel. They're like, oh my god, James Gunn said this. Like, bro, who cares? Like he's constantly lying on the timeline just to get the hype for the universe. Either way, so you know, next year, guys, for your for information, we got Oppenheimer,
you mean
Spider-Verse, Dune, Wonka, and these boots. So we got the whole mix of things you can watch.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, Wonka is gonna be top 10 all time.
Not all time. Maybe this year, if we're not top 10 all time. But
it could break into top 5 depending on
Martin
Scorsese's movie or John Wick.
It won't be top 5.
You never know.
Because what we haven't discussed on the stream is all the indie movies who are going to be getting like throughout the film festivals and they're getting hyped throughout the year. I feel like there's some movies we don't know about that are going to definitely. What's that movie that Joaquin Phoenix, like the Beau is Afraid or something?
Oh, yeah. I think I saw the poster for that.
Is that a horror movie? It is, isn't it?
No, it's not horror.
It's like a big horror.
It's like a psychological movie, you know?
Yeah, but Charlotte's favorite movie, Knock at the Cabin, is coming out.
You know what? That movie doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look that bad. Chad,
Beau is Afraid. He's going to put some crazy twists in there and twists in the end.
This movie is extreme horror, from my understanding. I just Googled it right now. So it's not a psychological thriller.
I will never watch it then.
Don't watch it.
I was going to watch it anyways.
The Beau is Afraid. It's the person who made Midsommar and Hereditary, Ari Aster. He only makes the most crazy horror movies. So yeah, that movie's also bad. Either way, what do you guys think about 2023 movies? What are you excited for? Let us know in the comments below. Join the debate. From myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir, we're the Faruqi Bros, and we'll see you next time. Peace out.